Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
So I started to recognize that our relationship really only worked when I was sick. And I relapsed twice within the first couple of years of our marriage. And I just really struggled, and I was trying to find myself. Like, I had lost my identity as an athlete. I didn't know what I wanted, and I was in this relationship that felt like it only worked when I was weak.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Kelly Travis. She previously featured on episode 89 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to check out episode 89 as well. She's a mental health ninja. Everything she does is about prioritizing mental health and well-being. You'll notice that in our conversations. And she hosts the great podcast, She Doesn't Settle, which I highly recommend you check out. But she also found herself in a great relationship that was holding her back. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Kelly Travis, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Yes!
All right, let's do it. I always appreciate your enthusiasm on these. So let's talk about your divorce. You were in this great relationship. Obviously, he saved you, as you told me before. And then it ended. I mean, it sounds like it was great. Do you want to fill me in on how this story happened?
Yeah, so I was young. We were the same age, and we met early in college, and we were friends first freshman year. You know, met through friends. We both lived in the same hometown. And when I had to drop out of college, the middle of my sophomore year, because I was sick with a eating disorder, he came into my life. And I remember Alex being in my parents' bathroom thinking, I don't want to live anymore. Like, this is too hard. This is too difficult. I just hate myself. And I was just miserable. And then the doorbell rang and it was him. And he had stopped by to check on me because he was in town for the weekend visiting his family. And he just became this safe place where I could be vulnerable and I could be, you know, in the midst of this really ugly sickness. And he was steady and unwavering and supportive. And up until him, I was very standoffish and I struggled with relationships, and he just was there. And we stayed together and we ended up getting married. So that's how it started. When we graduated college, that's when we ended up getting married. I had recovered from my eating disorder physically, right? I had gained all the weight, but mentally, I still hadn't really accomplished the work that was required to be able to be okay with who I was, to have a healthy relationship with food and my body. I just really struggled. And anytime I started to get healthier and feel better, it was almost like we grew apart. So I started to recognize that our relationship really only worked when I was sick. And I relapsed twice within the first couple of years of our marriage. And I just really struggled, and I was trying to find myself. Like, I had lost my identity as an athlete. I didn't know what I wanted. And I was in this relationship that felt like it only worked when I was weak. And I'm a very strong personality, as it turns out. So anytime that came out, I felt like I walked all over him. So we were together for 10 years, and it just became that point where we realized it just wasn't working. It wasn't fair to him. It wasn't fair to me. It was a really difficult decision. I felt like I divorced my best friend.
How do you make that decision? How did you come to that realization and then actually go through with it? Because I think a lot of the time we sit there and we think, oh yeah, you know, I know, but that would be too hard to go through. I would have to be too bold to actually go and pursue this reality and be honest about it. So how did you do that?
Therapy. Yeah. I'm a big believer in therapy. I always have been. I went to my therapist and I processed it. I didn't want to make a rash decision. And to this day, I still question. Even though it's been, 15 years, I still question if that was the right decision. And I know it was, but it was a tough one. And I know that he's happy and he has a new life. And I recognize that it was better for us. But yeah, I mean, that is never an easy decision, especially when it's not like you're always fighting or he cheated or nothing major happened. And then, we were both Catholic, and then there's that Catholic guilt where it's like, well, my family thought you're supposed to stay forever, right? So you have that whole thing. And I just thought, no, I mean, this is not going to end well. Somebody is going to screw up. Something is going to happen because nobody's really happy.
That's interesting. And I think it's a special type of maturity to go through that process and realize it's not bad, but that doesn't mean that it's right. What kind of habits and behaviors do you do differently now after having gone through that experience and made that decision? How do you approach big decisions like that now?
I think I have learned, and one of the biggest things that I teach people is we have to give ourselves some grace. Like we aren't always going to make the right decisions. And when it comes to the conventional ways of living and the societal expectations that are placed on us, it's okay if you go outside of that. It's okay if life doesn't look like that. It's okay if you recognize that your emotional health, your mental health, and well-being is suffering because you're trying to appease what society thinks you should be doing. And I think that's a really difficult thing for us to come to. It's a challenge, but it's our life. Like, we get to choose. And I have learned that, that was the first major decision I made that looked unlike how life should look. And it actually has given me the confidence to no longer settle.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time for you to brag a little bit. And of course, you mentioned your podcast, She Doesn't Settle, which is a great show. You're an amazing host. And so I want to hear about that. Tell me about that and tell us where we can go to find it.
Yeah, I love it. It's a combination of interviews and just me, spending time talking about things that are very relevant in real time. And it's an opportunity to share other stories, messy stories, right? Failures and the highs and the lows of life, because I think we all learn from each other's stories. It empowers us to live and to share our own stories. And then a lot of it is, a lot of my coaching, a lot of the topics that I talk about and coach others around that are all about mindset and health and well-being and taking inventory of those areas of our lives that, we could brush up on, polish, right? Or if we're feeling stuck, how do we get unstuck?
I really like that. And I'm going to have links to your podcast and the rest of your work that you do down in the show notes. And with that, I just want to say thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Just because something is good doesn't mean it's right. I really appreciate this conversation with Kelly. Sometimes you have something that's right for you in the moment, and then down the road, it's time for you both to move on. Special thank you to Kelly Travis for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs once again. Be sure to check out her work, all of which can be found at kellytravis.net, as well as in the show notes. She also featured on episode 89 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to check that out. That's episode 89. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gepsison, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.